Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yes, time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Whoa, we've got so much to do this week. I don't know how we're going to get it all in, but we're going to try. We're going to try real hard because it's Christmas time once again in the city. Ah, yes, that time of year when everyone's thoughts turn to candy canes and sugar plums and, lots of other stuff. But we'll get into that as the podcast progresses. You know, broadcast is technically true of the podcast because it's casting across the entire internet, which is fairly broad in nature. And so, okay, well, anyway. So what are you doing this weekend, given that it is, as I record this, December the 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve, as I record the podcast? So, I'm sure that visions of sugar plums are dancing in your heads, or whatever it is you like to eat for Christmas. And we all like to eat, yes, for Christmas. Anyway, first of all, boy, I've got so much, I got so much to do on the podcast. We're not going to be able to get it all in. I'll warn you about that up front. It just will take too much time. We might even go over just a tad. But the great thing about a podcast is you can always just kind of stop it and listen to the rest of it later if you don't have a full however long the recording is going to be. Okay? So, first of all, let's get some business out of the way. We are, of course, proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and we'll play the promo just to prove
this show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network. Find out more about this show and others at www.techpodcast.com. Tech Podcast. If it's tech, it's here.
If it's tech, of course, it's right here on the Tech Podcast Network, and of course, right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I tell you, we've got geek culture just out the wazoo this week. We've got some fun stuff. So let's get right into part of it. First of all, this being Christmas Eve Eve, and of course the sugar plums are still dancing. They're dancing around. Then I think we need to play a lovely Christmas song for you. So let's go right into that. Of course, our friend, Weird Al Yankovic, with The Night That Santa Went Crazy.
Down in the workshop, all the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue Blitzen. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy. The night Kris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk around the North Pole without stepping in reindeer guts. There's a National Guard ahead. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now Bateson's in therapy and Donner's still nervous, and the elves all got jobs working for the Postal Service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with her lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night Santa went crazy, the night St. Nicholas slipped, broke his back for some milk and cookies. Sounds to me like he was tired of getting tripped.
Yes, indeed. Too many milk and cookies. You know, maybe the message of this song is that we need to give Santa more than just milk and cookies. Maybe he needs Christmas pizza. Yes, indeed. Well, the night Santa went crazy. I hope you enjoyed that little bit of geek culture off the web. I have a link in the show notes to the Flash video illustrating the song. It's very odd. Anyway, you know, Merry Christmas to those of you that like to say Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays to those of you that like to say Happy Holidays. And Happy Hanukkah and all the other holidays that there are during this time of year. You know, they all seem to compact right around this time of year. And that's cool because it generates love and joy and good feelings, even as Santa is taking out the reindeer. Lovely. Anyway, geek culture just for you here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, like I said, we have so much to do. I'm even forgetting all the things that I need to do on the podcast. I did mention the date that we're doing the podcast, so that's part of it. I should also mention that this is podcast number 68. Again, not exactly an exciting number, but a number nonetheless. 68. You know, maybe when we get to 100, we'll have some big celebration and fireworks will go off in the sky and there'll be much rejoicing. But this week, it's just 68. What are you going to do? Anyway, you need to go to the blog. That is at thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Now, you might say, where should I go to hear the podcast? Well, you can go to iTunes, you can go to Odeo, you can go to a lot of different locations, but you can also get every single one of the podcast back into antiquity if you go to thecomputercurmudgeon.com, which is at thecomputercurmudgeon.com. There you go, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. I heard from a friend of mine this week that said that he turned his boss on to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the podcast, and they sat in their office. They share an office, you know, there where they work, and they sat in their office and listened to the podcast, all of them, one right after the other. Now, first of all, I will issue a warning. If you listen to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the podcast, over and over and over like that, one right after the other, episodes one through this episode, 68, your brain may explode from all the weirdness and geek culture and computer information. And I'm told that my friend's boss was making notes. There you go. Very strange. But lots of fun. And I hear that he's now a big fan of Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. So, salute to those of you out there that have listened to podcast one through 68. And I dare say that they've gotten stranger as time has gone by. That's the idea. Who knows what will happen next week? Okay, let's go into the blog, shall we, and see what's been happening in the tech news. First item, Dig unveils new features. Kevin Rose's blog post explains with the video. Kevin explains in the video what the new features are of dig.com. Now, I like dig.com. I get a lot of information off that, a lot of good geeky stuff, some really lame stuff. Matter of fact, actually quite a bit of lame stuff. But that's part of the coolness of the system, is that as people read stories, they can either promote them or demote them. And so the good stuff tends to rise to the top, and we get pretty good information that way. So, Dig with new features. One of the new features, I got to mention this. One of the new features is that they now have podcasts as a section. Now, you have to create an account, log into the account before you can get into the podcast section. But here's what I want you to do. Go into the podcast section, do a search, and find Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and dig it, man! Come on, help out the doctor, okay? Because, like I said, if you dig it, it will rise up, rising up in popularity, and more people will hear Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And that, my friend, is worthwhile. So, go. Sign up to Dig. Enjoy the digness of it all. And go to the podcast section, find Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and dig me. That's kind of odd, isn't it? Dig me. But it's with two G's, so it's different than, say, if you were going to dig a hole and put me in it. So that's okay. Anyway, you can also dig individual episodes. It'll come up with the episodes. You can actually listen to the episodes right there on Dig, which is also pretty cool, because listening to the doctor at any time is cool. But the thing is, you can dig the individual episodes. So let's say that you thought, dude, this song, Santa Went Crazy, man, that was cool. I'm down with that. Then you could say, I'm going to dig that episode. And you go dig the episode, and the popularity of the episode will rise in the rankings. Pretty neat new feature. It's in beta. It's not perfect. I'll tell you one thing about it that I found that is not perfect, is that it did not pick up my image for the podcast. It didn't fill in the little logo thing there with the Dr. Bill sticking out his tongue to the side going, you know, so that's not good. I'm going to work on that. I've sent a message to Dig saying, dude, come on, why are you doing that, man? So I'll find out and hopefully get that fixed. In the meantime, you can enjoy the geeky fun that is the doctor, even on Dig. Okay, next item. Microsoft Zune will now work with Microsoft Vista. Listen closely. Microsoft Zune and Microsoft Vista. So Microsoft and Microsoft finally got to talk to each other and communicate the fact that, whoa, it was broke and now it's fixed. They released a firmware update. Now, get this. Firmware is burning the firmware into the hardware. It took a firmware update to get it to work with Vista. I love it. Microsoft, you guys. Hey, you guys. Come on. Anyway, very strange. Next item. I'm hurrying because we have so much to talk about. Next item. OpenOffice.org. 2.1 is out. Dude, all right. Now, it looks pretty much the same as regular old 2, okay? But it has 5 more languages, so it's international in scope. And it has interoperability improvements and a better final presentation. That's what one reviewer said, and so I just copied that and posted it in the blog. There you go. So, anyway, OpenOffice.org 2.1, rock on. Now, next item, there is a new Save the Internet video. Okay, now, here's the thing. Save the Internet .com, I think, or .org, I don't remember. I'll have to check that out. At any rate, SaveTheInternet.com, yes, that's it. SaveTheInternet.com is a place that you can go to help save the Internet as we know it. Now, these folks worked hard, long and hard, and fought the evil minions of the telecom companies that were trying to destroy our Internet. So, salute to them, okay? Now, they worked tirelessly to do it, and they put it off from the year 2006, this past year, they have put off those people trying to attack the internet. But you know the bad guys. Dun, dun, dun. They'll keep coming back because they're evil. So we must stand steadfast. And in order to mobilize the troops and encourage us to do the right thing, they've come out with a new video. And it's kind of cool because it's done kind of like Independence Day. You remember the Independence Day movie? And the spaceships coming in and the shooting and the bombs and the rays, and it was cool and it was exciting. Well, they've done a video called Save the Internet with all new information, and it's got a great explanation of net neutrality in it, so I need to play that for you, the audio, of course. I'll have a link to the show in the show notes to the video, but here's the audio. Listen carefully.
Stand by for action.
The way the internet works today, everyone is connected to each other through the same level playing field. But a handful of phone and cable companies want to change all that. They want to lock down parts of the web and make sites pay them more money to use it. Everyone else will get the slow lane. How will they do that? By killing one of the internet's founding principles, net neutrality.
So what is net neutrality?
I'm not even sure what net neutrality means.
You connect to the web through pipes owned by telephone and cable companies. But the deal is they're not allowed to mess with what's inside those pipes, whether it's Google or Yahoo, Lonely Girl or Bill O'Reilly, everyday citizens or business tycoons. Everybody's website gets the same speed and quality. That's called net neutrality.
So what's the debate? That actually seems quite fair.
Yes, almost too fair. It's as though the richer companies get no advantage at all.
The companies want to set up a restricted fast lane on the internet, but only for their partners and services. Only sites who pay them a huge fee would be allowed to use it, making them gatekeepers.
This is really a debate over monopoly versus the ideas of even the smallest person being given access to every person in our country.
And that's where the genius of the internet was, that it made the First Amendment a living document again for millions of Americans for whom it had lost its meaning.
But this wide open access could be slipping through our fingers. It happened, remember, to television, radio, and cable. It could happen to the internet.
Protesters are asking for help to defend internet freedom. The group SaveTheInternet.com delivered thousands of signed petitions
with a single refrain: Save our internet.
Every day, as more and more citizens learn about the issue of net neutrality, they realize that the internet as they know it is very much at risk.
SaveTheInternet.com is turning the tide in this battle, exploding to over 800 groups from across the political spectrum, with political leaders, artists, internet celebrities, and over 1 million internet users like us who petitioned Congress to protect net neutrality. Together, we blocked an attack in the Senate in 2006 and sent dozens of internet freedom fighters to the new Congress. But the gatekeepers are launching a counterattack on Washington and on your state legislature. We need to raise the alarm now to make neutrality the law in our new Congress. Man the battle stations at SaveTheInternet.com to sign the petition, call your congresspeople, and share this message with friends. And stay tuned for our plan to build a faster, more open, and accessible internet in 2007. Use the internet to save the internet at SaveTheInternet.com.
Here I come, here I come, here I come, yeah, here I come.
I like it. I like it. So, save the internet. That's what we have to do. And those evil empire dudes, as they come in their spaceships firing their lasers, we can fend them off with net neutrality. But it's up to you to do your part. There you go. So, that's something I blogged about, the very cool new video that we just heard the audio track from. And of course, the video makes it even cooler because of the way they do all the little cute things. It's really, oh, you got to check it out. Anyway, next item, and the last item, and the one that I've been trying to save plenty of time for. This has to do with all the events that occurred this week, culminating into this effort. You see, what happened was this. When Dig came out with its new features, I, of course, added my podcast, being shamelessly a promoter of the podcast, I added my podcast to Dig, and it came up and didn't have the cute little Dr. Bill icon signifying the tongue sticking out kind of thing that is the Dr. Bill show. So I created a new icon, and I made it even cooler looking, and I said, okay, I'm going to find out why this doesn't work on Dig, and I sent them an email, and I have not heard back yet. Hey guys, come on. Let's get back to me, okay? Anyway, but in reading all that I could, which was meager, believe me, on Dig, about how to fix that, they said that my RSS feed, really simple syndication, RSS feed, had to be iTunes compatible and compliant, and that it, the more it was, the better it would be in Dig in terms of the content. So I said, I'm in iTunes, and I see the icon in iTunes, the little image of the doctor. And so why isn't it working? So I started looking at my feed very closely, and I looked at the feed, and I said, you know, there are elements missing from the feed. So I went back to my software. This long story will eventually have a point. I went back to my software that generates the feed, which is Dircaster. Now, Dircaster, D-I-R, is for directory. Caster is for broadcast or podcast or vodcast or whatever kind of cast you want to use. You take the two, you put them together, you have a Dircast, you see. Dircast was originally a PHP script written by Ryan King at ShadyDennis.com. Don't ask, I don't know why. Anyway, Ryan wrote this script, and it was really pretty cool. He released it as 0.01, which in open source terms means, dude, it might work and it might not. I don't know. But at any rate, I use that script and its next iterations, which he, you know, he continued to develop it there for a while. And the last version I got worked pretty well, okay? And that's what I use to generate the RSS feeds for the podcast. And it's been working rather well for, a year and a half or so now. Okay? Maybe a little longer. So, the other thing is, if I wanted to use a different kind of RSS feed generator, all across the internet, in various nooks and crannies throughout the entire internet, my RSS feed is http://podcast.thecomputercurmudgeon.com/dircaster.php. Now, if I use something other than Dircaster, it wouldn't be dircaster.php now, would it? You're catching on. So, all of those places that I have meticulously, over time, put the podcast in all of these various directories now would not be correct if I used a different RSS feed solution. A lot of people do it by hand. Hey, man, dedication. But the cool thing about Dircaster is it's automatic. Once you put it in place, all you have to do is FTP your next podcast file, which is an MP3 file, into that directory, and bada bing, bada boom, it publishes it to the universe and has all the information in it. Very cool. So I went back to Ryan King's site to see, maybe there'll be a later version that better implements iTunes. Guess what? There had been no activity on his site for Durrcaster for a very, very long time. And every link that there was in his blog to the software was dead. And links to other people's websites that had improved Durrcaster were dead. Effectively, Durrcaster was dead. And that's not good. So I said to myself, I think I will maintain Durrcaster for the good of the internet. Okay, it was pretty much self-interest. I wanted to do it because I needed the feed to work right, okay? So I went in and I tinkered with the code and made it iTunes compliant. And now it even publishes the GUID. What is a GUID, you say? Well, it's a G-U-I-D. I don't know why, but it's one of the things that iTunes likes you to implement. So I added that in. I also added in a feature that allows you to publish, this is an iTunes feed feature, publish a new feed URL. So if you were going to have to change your feed URL for some reason, let's say you changed host providers or your website changed or something like that, then you would enter that piece of code in your RSS feed and iTunes would know, I need to change the feed info in my database. Pretty slick. But it was not implemented in Durrcaster until I added it in, which I did. Now, once I had this new code that had the new features in it, which it's still not feature complete, there's still plenty of things that I want to fix and I'm working on them, but I took that code and I created a website and I put it out there and I sent Ryan King a message on his blog saying, hey Ryan, look, hey, you know, is it okay if I become the maintainer for the Durrcaster project? Now, that was earlier this week and I haven't heard anything. I'm sure he's a very busy fellow, okay? He does have in his blog more recent entries, you know, fairly recent entries, nothing about Durrcaster. So I assume that either A, he's lost interest, B, he's too busy, or whatever. I don't know. I do salute Ryan, because his code is cool. And I am maintaining his, credit in the code that he is the original author. All I'm doing is maintaining the code and providing a place on the internet where people can come and get Durrcaster and get the updates. Now, here's what I want to encourage you to do. If you know any PHP hackers that really write really cool code, have them go to the new website, which is Durrcaster, D-I-R-C-A-S-T-E-R, Durrcaster.org, because it's a non-profit open source project, okay? Have them go there, have them download the code, have them look at it, and fix the couple of major things that we need to fix. I'm working on them myself right now, not having a lot of success because I'm not a really cool PHP programmer, okay? I just kind of hack a little, and so I'm kind of working on it. I hope to have it fixed pretty soon because once I get with my wife, Belinda, who is truly a programmer, then she and I can sit down and she'll go, dude, come on, you know, look, just do this, you're okay, come on. So she'll help me fix it, okay? And I'm sure there are others out there. That's the cool thing about an open source project. It is a project that is available to the universe for all of us to come together and benefit mankind by keeping Durrcaster up to date. Now, here's the two major things that I want to fix right away. Right now, if you have an MP3 and you have not properly filled out the ID3 tag information, let's say you have left the title field blank, then it will not work in Durrcaster. Okay? So, first of all, you shouldn't leave the title field blank, okay? You know, come on. But if you do, it will break Durrcaster. Now, what I'd like to do is if the title field is blank, make the title field be filled in the feed with the name of the file, Okay? Sounds simple, and it probably is simple, but I need to do that in the code. So that's number one. Second thing, there was a problem that came up with Dircaster. Unfortunately, it's still in the code that I have, and I can't download the code from anywhere else that anybody may have fixed it. But if you have an ampersand, the little character, okay, in your text string in the title, it also blows up. That's bad, okay? So what you need to do is use an AND, A-N-D, instead of the ampersand in the title field, okay? But, unfortunately, people do use that, and they use other symbols that are technically PHP coding symbols, so you need to be able to filter all that out, and we need to do that, and that's another thing I want to try to do in Dircaster. So, those are the things that need to be fixed. If you can fix them, join me in the effort to keep Dircaster alive. It's a very cool product as an open source project. And also, I've got add-ons that I'm working on. For one of my websites that is my church website, Faith and Victory Church, which is fvc.org, if you go to the streaming audio link, click, and you go there, you will see the recent services, and you'll see that there are links there for streaming audio off of the Dircaster feed. Now, that code has been written, and in very short order, I'm going to be posting it out there so that you can actually, from the podcast feed, do streaming audio links directly from your website. Rock on. The other thing that I've done, actually, my wife Belinda and I have done, mainly her, because like I said, she's the programmer. We wrote some code that is a Windows executable file that will allow you to upload your podcast and create the streaming audio file at the same time using FTP, all part of the system. I'm going to make it a Dircaster add-on project to post this as well. So, lots of cool Dircaster things. And if you go to the Dircaster.org website, you will find there's a forum there where you can ask questions. There's contact information for the doctor. There's all kinds of stuff and information about Dircaster. So if you're interested in it at all, check it out. And beat the bushes. Go out into the highways and the byways across this great globe of ours and find PHP programmers and say, hey, help the doctor out, man. Help us get Dircaster and make it the greatest program ever. One thing that I would like to add to it, which should be very simple, is the ability to limit the feed to the last X number of podcasts. That should be very simple, but again, I'm just not that great at PHP. I'm struggling. I'm working, but I'm getting there. So, let's look at it and see if there's a way we can add a field that you could say like 25, and that it would only include in the feed the last 25 podcasts in terms of time. So, the most recent to the last, but cut it off at 25. You might say, well, why do that? Because once you have tons and tons and tons of podcasts, and they're all sitting out there in that directory, it takes a while to chug through and create all this code. And sometimes there are sites that when you try to submit the podcast to those sites, the time it takes to respond, it will time out, and then they won't get submitted to the site. So I'd rather limit it to the last, let's say, 25 podcasts, which, you know, that's, if you have a weekly podcast, it's, you know, half a yearish kind of time frame. So that's pretty good. And then on your site, you could have archived all the old files like I do so that you can listen to the old podcast, you know, through streaming audio. But in terms of, you know, syndicated actual podcast RSS feed, you could limit it. That's another feature I'd like to add. All of these great things will be coming soon to Dircaster if I have anything to say about it, and hopefully I will. Now, here's the thing. If Ryan King writes me and says, hey, man, you're a jerk, man. You need to take that site down. Then I will take the site down because he's the original author. But hopefully, Ryan, salute. Because I appreciate you so much, I want to see Dircaster continue to live. Hopefully, he'll be down with that, and it'll be okay. All right? So there you go. The Dircaster.org site, a new project, an ongoing project of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Ah, boy, I've got so much to do, and now I've added more. And Belinda says, "You're crazy! What are you doing?" I don't know. It's just one of those things. You know what I mean? Oh, well. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. It's been odd, as usual, but it's also been very Christmassy. Remember Santa Claus, you know, going crazy? Isn't that neat? Oh, well. Hopefully he won't go crazy at your house. He'll just leave the toys and leave and not shoot anybody, okay? Okay, we'll hope for that. Well, until next week, remember, the doctor is out of here.